with Marco and Krista, and now is a time to look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what? I'm actually not doing that bad with my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually doing pretty good.
Dang well.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because, Krista.
Yes.
At least you're not. A 24-year-old guy named Mac Yearwood from Stuart, Florida.
Mac Yearwood?
Mac Yearwood.
Oh, okay,
or
I like Yearwood. Mac Yearwood better,
well,
but
yeah, either
okay,
way.
Good. All right, good.
Anyway, he's been wanted since last October for violating his probation in Florida. So the cops posted a fake wanted picture of him on their Facebook page.
Okay.
On their Facebook page. He saw the post, he liked it so much, he downloaded it and made it his own profile photo in March.
Right.
The cops also suspected him in another battery charge last week, so they started researching him to see if they could track him down. They turned to Facebook, and of course, thanks to his profile photo, they knew it was him, and they knew where he was.
Sure.
Because he was live Facebooking at the time they actually arrested him. So,
well,
if you're going to be wanted for something, you don't want to go Facebook Live with exactly where you are for the police officers.
For some people, this is like, you know, their second job.
Yeah.
They do it 24/7.
They do. And he's good at it.
He's just trying to make some money, man.
He's making prison time now.
He's going to make a lot of license plates soon.
Exactly. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not. A couple of neighbors. Now, they didn't release a name, but in Westerly, Rhode Island, the neighbors have been feuding with each other for 13 years. And we're not sure what happened in 2003 to make them hate each other, but we do know that it finally peaked last week.
Okay.
Because there were guys screaming at each other on Tuesday night, and a 50-year-old gentleman decided to attack his neighbor. He didn't have any real weapons, though, so don't worry. This has a happy ending.
Good.
What he did have was a bunch of corn cobs and a potato gun made out of PCV pipe. So what he did...
A potato gun?
...is started firing the corn cobs from the potato gun made out of PCV pipe at his neighbor's house. When the cops were there, guess what? They found this guy drunk, shirtless, and covered in kernels of corn. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and firing in a compact area. I have no idea what that means, but it does mean he's going to jail.
Man, I miss living in the country.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things that you can enjoy. Shirtless men, drunk off whiskey, and shooting up potatoes.
Oh, yeah. And corn cobs.
And corn cobs.
It actually looks like his neighbor's going to be selling his house now. So at least maybe
works.
Maybe it works.
Is it around
maybe
here?
Maybe this guy's on to something.
I wouldn't mind moving into the country again.
It's in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hey, feel good about yourself, Krista, because at least you're not Brian Ramos of Buffalo, New York. Now, cops in Buffalo were on a regular patrol on Thursday night when they saw a 23-year-old guy named Brian Ramos. He was sitting outside a vacant house, which was weird. But when they walked over to see what he was doing, he quickly put a pack of cigarettes up to his mouth and swallowed something, which is even weirder. So, they thought maybe he was, doing something with swallowing drugs. But here's what happened. He started choking on whatever he had scarfed down. So the cops obviously were trained in the
CPR
Heimlich maneuvers.
Yeah,
so they were able to give him the Heimlich, actually save his life by getting him to cough up what it was that he sucked down his throat, and it was a bag of cocaine.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a 12-pack of cigarettes.
No, it was a bag of cocaine and some meth.
Good.
So anyway, he was arrested. It was a good thing he didn't die, because if that thing would have gotten to his stomach, it would have been all over. So don't do that.
He's not very bright.
He's not great. That's why he's in this segment. Segment called At Least You're Not.
At Least You're Not.
Nicholas St. Clair. Now, Nicholas, boy, this guy, he was in a high-speed chase with cops in Florida. It's always in Florida.
It is.
Anyway, he got into a car crash outside of a bar, and he sped off. So the cops started chasing him. He was doing crazy stuff to try to get away. He was doing the old Fast and Furious, like U-turns, going the wrong way down one-way streets, and just basically getting out of control. Why is U-turns?
Well, I don't know. U-turns and roundabouts. I just don't see a car chase like that.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
Anyway, he eventually lost control of his car like they always do. He slammed into a tree. But here's what happened. Before the cops were able to get to his car, a branch had gone straight through the windshield and landed directly into his testicles.
Oh, the twig and berries got bursted.
Oh, they did.
Okay.
It was so much damage, the doctors couldn't save him, actually. So he wound up losing his cojones for good.
Well,
to make matters worse, he was sentenced to 8 months in prison. So he's going to be in prison, and he's also going to be bald.
He's already naturally nuts anyway, so he's fine. Oh, he's fine.